Welcome to The Dark Divide, a podcast that takes a seat, dangles its legs over the edge, and stares into the abyss. This is the story of Alice Gross. Alice Poppy Madeline Gross had always been a curious and adventurous child ever since she was a baby. She was inquisitive as much as she was intuitive, always picking up on things faster than her peers. She grew to hold an emotional and intellectual depth that even surprised her mother Rosalind at times, forgetting that her daughter was still just only 14 years old. It had been the best Valentine's Day of her whole life when Alice was born on February 14th. Rosalind and her husband Jose had been warned of the hardships that would come with raising girls, but to her relief, Alice and her older sister Nina had a wonderful relationship, both with each other and their parents. In typical teenage fashion, most of Alice's focus revolved around family, school, and her social circle. She had a lot of friends at school, and even though she found some parts of her studies boring, she did well. It wasn't that she didn't understand the content, it was the exact opposite. She was just a dreamer who always found her mind wandering to bigger thoughts. Between the pressure of being as perfect of a girl as she could, along with the pressure of her future, Alice struggled with healthy coping mechanisms. When she felt out of control, her stress and helplessness manifested into an obsession over calories, weight, and her body. When she wasn't socializing or at school, she started spending her free time exercising, a lot. She would do jumping jacks as a post-meal penance or go for long walks around the neighborhood, counting her steps like a prayer. And there was a part of Alice that knew what she was doing wasn't necessarily good, but her self-image was too distorted to objectively see the drastic changes over time. She had already been a thin girl, and just in the beginning stages of puberty, it took a while for Jose and Rosalind to notice the dropped weight. It was times like these that having a close relationship and open line of communication with their daughters was a saving grace. Alice confided that she had been struggling to cope with her feelings of depression and anxiety. They wasted no time getting support in place after an official diagnosis of anorexia nervosa. As hard as it was, Alice was relieved that the secret was out in the open. The voice in her head hadn't felt like her own, but something darker and more insidious, always telling her that the people who loved her didn't really, that the weight she had lost was too little, that she would never be perfect, let alone good enough. Now the voice seemed to have less power, but it was still a struggle to let go of old habits, to not count calories of every piece of food she swallowed. She felt anxious at the thought of her recovery plan, of gaining weight and taking supplements. Even though she believed in something better, the idea that being thin would make her happy was always nipping at her heels. It would be a day-by-day process. Some moments were easier than others. Sometimes she felt carefree and other days, doomed. Life can be hard when you're 14 and trying to figure out who you are and what everything means, what you care about and what you want in contrast of what's expected of you. Mix that in with a lack of nutrition and you've got a ticket to a personal roller coaster ride. But Alice had a fighting chance, especially with getting support at such a young age. And she still loved to go for her long walks. They were becoming less about punishment and more about the pleasure of movement again. She listened to her favorite music or occasionally people watch. It was the end of August and summer was winding down to another school year just around the bend. Now was the opportunity to make the most of all her free time before months of studying and tests. Around 1 p.m. on the 28th, Alice left home for an afternoon walk, telling her parents she would be back by 6 at the latest. After a little while, her dad sent her a text message asking how she was getting along. It was a nice day out. She would probably be home sooner, around 4:30. But hours would pass with no word from Alice. 6 p.m. would come and go with no answer on her cell phone. Finally, by 7, her parents phoned the police. For some reason, there was a bad feeling Rosalind couldn't shake. As she waited for the authorities to arrive, she prayed that she was wrong.